This is The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio, where we're talking about what you're talking about. The hosts for this episode are Virginia Henry, Jessica Morgenthaler, and Dale Spaulding. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university. They are solely the opinions of the hosts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Spot, where we're talking about what you're talking about. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.
And I'm Dale Spaulding.
This week, we are going to be talking about fall time activities. It is that time of year. Mm-hmm. And there's tons to do around Rexburg, contrary to what you may have heard.
Everyone always complains about that.
I know.
Like, as much as I love people and I want them to be happy, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't say that life is lame in Rexburg, because it's not. It's fun.
There's tons of stuff to do, and we're going to talk about it. Of course, some of the most popular ones are the Stramies and the Haunted Forest. The haunted attractions, right? Because
right.
It's October, it's spooky season. I actually just went to the Straw Maze last night, and it wasn't haunted, and I'm really glad.
Okay, wait a minute. Which Straw Maze, though?
The Straw Maze.
Because there's several.
No.
There's one over by Walmart.
No.
There's one over...
The one. With the haunted
the only
forest.
One.
The only one.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I don't mean that as an offense to other people's Straw Mazes, but this is the one that I go to that is just the huge one.
Right.
That's out down... South Yellowstone Highway, mm-hmm. out of Rexburg.
By Archer.
Oh, my goodness. It was so fun. And it didn't take us that long, but it was way fun. I had such a good time, and it wasn't haunted, and I was kind of glad because it was super dark, and I was already freaking out. And then we found the school bus that mm-hmm. you've got to climb up inside and go out the back into these tunnels. And there were these girls hiding on the school bus. And thankfully we saw them beforehand, and then they started laughing, so they were discovered. But I was like, if you scared me, I would have gone.
I will punch you in your face.
I would have gone ninja on you. Like, I would have freaked out. Oh my gosh.
No, I know how you feel. Like, it's funny. One of the first years that I was here at BYU Idaho Radio, I had the chance to go down there and interview those guys about what they do at the maze. They said that they don't just, like, randomly put these hay bales on top of one another until it looks good. They sit there and program the maze into a computer, and they sculpt it in 3D. It is crazy. It's one of the craziest things that I've seen in trying to entertain the masses. It's so intricate. Like, you'd think that they would have better things to do than to get on a computer and make hay bale mazes, but... Hey, we all benefit from it.
And it's so worth it. It's I think, one of the funnest things to do mm-hmm. here in Rexburg, but that's probably because I have limited experience. What are some of the fun things that you do, Jessica?
Around here, I definitely love going to a good movie. The Romance Theater I saw was playing Hocus Pocus.
No way!
Yes, they're going to play Hocus Pocus. I know everyone loves that movie. It's a good Halloween themed movie, and so you can take a date, go with a group of girls. I think it's cute.
Or your honey. Whatever floats your boat. I just saw that movie for the first time like a year ago, actually, for the first time. You don't like it, Dale.
I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen
it. Go
the
to
movie.
The Romance Theater. Get in.
Good opportunity to go.
There you go. Get into the mood.
Cool. Getting that holiday spirit of scaring people and eating candy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, have any of you guys been to the Haunted Mill or the Haunted Forest? Because I've heard those are really good, too.
So, I have a story to tell you. No, I haven't, to
Make
answer
it
your question.
Quick, Dale. Make it
quick question.
I know you're long-winded.
So, this story, Dr. Slaughter's House of Terror. It's since ended down in Idaho Falls. That was one of the only scare houses that I've ever been to, and it was the last scare house I've ever been to. I am such a pansy when it comes to scary stuff. But... I will say that I went to the Straw Maze, like what you're talking about, the Haunted Maze, and it was not as scary. You know, I don't know why it was that year that it wasn't as scary for me. Maybe I grew out of it. My imagination wasn't playing with my mind as much. But, yeah, I don't really feel haunted attractions. I just go for the fall time stuff. But that's me. It could be that other people are down for that.
So you went to the Haunted Straw Maze, and it wasn't scary at all?
No,
like
I mean—
Wasn't there people running and chasing after you?
They're yes and no.
That wasn't terrifying. That is terrifying.
No, I was like,
do not chase me.
That is one of the weirdest looking masks. I looked this guy in the eye. I was like, okay, dude, you need to take that off because that is not doing it for me. I'm not scared. You look like you belong in the circus. And yes, it's a clown mask, but you still look like you belong in the circus, not in the straw maze.
So for me, that might be a good one for me to see or to go and experience because I'm definitely a pansy when it comes to any kind of scary house thing. So I might even be scared of the regular maze.
So the regular maze doesn't have...
It actually can be... I mean, you come around a corner and then there are other people and you're just like, oh, you're just...
The crazy thing, too, is like the hay bales absorb sound. So you hardly know someone's there until you come just around the corner.
Oh, so it's silent.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But if... I mean... I go into these different personalities depending on whom I'm with. If I go to a haunted place, because if I'm with, like... somebody who's more afraid than I am, like my best friend or somebody who is freaking out, I'm like, right. I will protect you. You know, and then you can't scare me.
Like, right. You're like the opposite person.
Yeah,
like,
I do not
out.
Get scared. I like put my arm around them and when people jump out, I'm like, back off. You know,
right.
Like, get away
from
me.
You're a good one to have then.
And then, but if I'm with, like, I mean, I remember before I went down a few years ago, I went to the Haunted Theater in Shelley, which is really good. I don't know if they still have it, but... so good. And I was with a date and he was just like this huge guy. And so I was a pansy. I was freaking out the whole time. Just like, save me. I'm so afraid. You know,
he was probably loving it though.
Oh, he was like, oh yeah.
That's why they take
it. I'm sure. I'm so scared too, Virginia. It's fine. We're in this together.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's weird because it depends on who I'm with, my
right.
experience. So, but
fear does weird things to you though. Can we be real about that? Fear turns you into a weird person. Like a big guy like me, you become a pansy. Other people, like you're little, shorter, like 4 feet tall, and you go to a scare house, and all of a sudden you're like Superman, and you're like, you cannot intimidate me.
Yeah. Not me. I just make scary faces. Like when I get scared, like I hope no one's watching me. Hopefully it's dark, but I probably look pretty ugly and terrified.
Oh, I doubt that.
Weird noises come out of my mouth, like screeches. Yeah, it'll be great.
So if... haunted houses or haunted mazes or whatever are not your thing, don't worry. There's plenty of other fall time activities to do. I know there's several pumpkin patches around.
Ooh.
If you're into carving pumpkins.
Everyone,
I love carving pumpkins.
So much fun.
I don't like making them scary, but I try to do like the pretty ones, you know, where it's super intricate and you print off the little...
stencil.
The stencil from online, and then you try to do it, and then it just turns into this...
It's a mush.
And you're like, what?
Things start falling off and falling apart.
What did you carve? It's my mush.
It just collapses inward, yeah. But the pumpkin patches that I've heard of is Grandpa's... There's a Grandpa's pumpkin patch in Idaho Falls, and then there's one called Woods Gardens in St. Anthony. So... I've never been to either of those. I'm more of like, go to Brolin's, get my pumpkin box. If you want to take your, you know, you're more authentic, you just want to go pick it from the patch.
Maybe a little more traditional,
I understand.
There are options for you, but try not to desecrate it in your process of carving. Yeah, my mom always traditionally, every year makes dinner in a pumpkin. So she'll make this. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
The looks on your faces. Dale's like, I don't know about
that. I'm like, I'm intrigued, but it's like dinner and a pumpkin.
Dinner and a pumpkin.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jessica's like, that sounds so good.
Yeah. Like something off of Pinterest.
I'm so confused. Like,
no, exactly.
Describe this.
What?
Okay. So she takes this meat, ground hamburger mixture, and she puts like water chestnuts, onions, and she cooks it up, right? Lightly with this really like
decadent,
like I don't know, seasonal seasoning, if that's a thing. I don't know exactly what it is, but it tastes really good. And then she hollows out the pumpkin and she puts it inside the pumpkin and she always takes a little marker and draws a little face on the pumpkin. Her little artistic touch, I guess.
That's adorable.
And then she puts the lid of the pumpkin back on, puts it in like a cake pan, puts it in the oven, and bakes it. And so the flavor of the pumpkin just seeps into your meat casserole mixture, basically. And
that
then
sounds so good.
It is so good.
So
and
creative.
And then you just spoon it. You take the lid off, and then you just spoon it out of the pumpkin onto your plate, and it's so good. And then she makes roasted she roasts the pumpkin seeds with all this seasoning as well. It's like, yum. It's my favorite.
That sounds totally the opposite of my mom. So, and word out to everyone, definitely get your pumpkins early. Because my mom waited until the last minute, last day, to get our pumpkins. And so, like, okay, I'm gonna go grab some pumpkins. She comes back with 3 bell peppers and says that they're all sold out. So we carved bell peppers.
Bell peppers?
That's both sad and adorable.
Isn't it? And so trick-or-treaters came to our door, and we had 3 bell peppers carved out. It was actually so much easier carving a bell pepper than a giant pumpkin.
Right.
Yeah, they're so tiny. Also, it made our yard smell like fajitas because we had candles roasting in them. So good. So that's our new little tradition.
Carving bell peppers.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. I love it. I love it. That's so great. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
I know that there's
carving bell peppers.
For my family, my wife and I, we've only had the chance to carve pumpkins once. I did a Superman logo in mine. She cut out like a heart shape. And then she put a mini pumpkin inside of it, which we painted blue because we were going to be having a baby boy.
Aww.
In the winter.
Precious.
It was adorable. Just ideas.
Just tender.
Ideas for you guys.
Want to announce your baby? There's a way.
Put a mini pumpkin inside a bigger pumpkin.
Guess what?
Guess what? You thought there was a candle in there, but.
So what other events are happening in the community? I mean, can we name some of them off just rapid fire?
Well, there's hunting season going on right now.
Ooh.
So that's definitely a huge fall time activity, especially out west. Mm. I mean, it's that you'll have to go online to the Idaho Fish and Game website to make sure you're hunting what's allowed right now. Because some things like archery season just ended in September. Mm. And then you have some birds are able to be hunted right now, some deer, elk, but they all have different beginning and ending dates. So
gotcha.
You better go on and double check before you just go out there.
Yeah, definitely please don't do that. there's a system. There's an order.
There's
do
a
what
way.
You do is right.
Yeah, yeah. And don't, and make sure you get your license and you do things properly, okay? We're law-abiding
be
citizens
legal.
Here.
Be legal. That is all we have to say at the spot.
I don't know much more about hunting. That's my little brother's thing. So that's about all I got to say on it.
Yep, that's all good.
So if you're into that, go for it. Tis the season.
Well, I pulled off something from Facebook just for like other things for the community to do. I've seen some apartment complexes kind of opening up their parking areas for some activities.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Royal Crest is having a fall festival.
No
it's
way.
At 6 p.m. until midnight. It looks like they'll have the cookie place giving out cookies. There's a car smashing.
Virginia and I both.
Caramel apples, a bouncy house. Total, that's like a great stress reliever, I think, for college students.
House.
A bouncy house.
Yeah.
And it looks like also a chalk fight at 10 p.m. and it's only $1.
What
I don't
heck?
Really know what the dollar if it's like for the food or just to get in, but
or to maybe to buy the chalk.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it might be for the chalk fight for it. But yeah, they said it was open to the public and they're just having
no way
a big old party for everyone
at Royal Crest.
Royal Crest.
Stop!
Yeah.
I used to live there, and then
I didn't.
So. That's all we'll say about that. No need to reflect on
there you go.
That fast. And the things that happened there. Anyway, I'm sure it's great.
Well, cool.
And then besides that, I know my roommate's been doing a lot of hiking, and we've been trying to go out before it starts snowing. So there's the Palisades, our mountain, of course. And then, of course, bonfires. You want to do that before it snows, too. Like, it's cold enough that, you know, you can have a fire, but definitely want to do that before it starts snowing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I know everyone goes to the dunes. That seems to be the hit place, but it's so big that you can find a spot.
Sometimes it's like me and my husband have this little spot that we like to go to when our friends introduced us to it. Like, that's where we'll go, like, camp or have a little fire. And when other people are there, I'm, like, upset. I'm like, this is my spot. What are you doing here?
I reserved this.
Just claimed it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is my place. And so, but it's all public people. Don't, like, you can still
sharing
go have a good
caring.
Time. It's okay.
Yeah, you can make some new friends. And I don't know, maybe you don't want to do that, but there's that.
You took my spot. You're not my friend.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, with all the beautiful leaf colors that are changing, happening right now. I mean, you got to get out before they all fall off.
Right.
I mean, it's so beautiful. I went on a hike down in Provo in one of the canyons down there, and it was just gorgeous. I mean, I was like, wow, why don't I do this when I'm in Idaho?
I see this kind of thing on postcards, but those don't do justice anymore.
No, it's so pretty. And
go out and live it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just go do it.
I will say, too, that, like, as to close out the fall season, one of my favorite things to do, speaking of bonfires, is if you have friends or, like, a bishop that does tiny hay bales, like just 2 feet long type of a thing that you can undo. If you get enough of those and rip them apart on the snow after you've packed it down, it makes good insulation, first off, and you can make yourself a bonfire. So you get your fire pit, you make that, make it safe, separate it from the straw. Don't be dumb. But then you sit down on the straws because it's separated from the snow and it keeps you warm, keeps you comfortable. You still have to wear your other outer layers.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of it all, you still have that bonfire experience, even if there's snow on the ground. Being as how Idaho is kind of weird when it comes to its seasons.
You never know.
Right. So keep that in mind. If you know somebody who knows somebody, talk to that somebody and get yourself a hay bale.
Yeah. Man, I'm so inspired. Like, this conversation has helped me realize that tonight I shouldn't just watch a movie. I should go do something with my life. There's so much more to do than just watch Netflix. Actually, yep. I don't have Netflix.
Save that for the winter. When it's snowing, you don't want to be outside.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Right now is this perfect time to actually be out and doing things.
This is like the only time of year that you can wear a sweater in the morning and have a t-shirt in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So take advantage.
That's kind of frustrating, actually, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, because you like dress warm in the morning, and then by the time you're walking around on campus in the afternoon,
got all these jackets and
you're
stuff.
Burned up, and you're carrying these jackets.
I can see that.
But this is about happy things. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me for this conversation about fall activities. There's tons of stuff to do here in Rexburg and the surrounding areas. So we have no excuses during this wonderful time of year. I mean, literally, it's the perfect time to go do a bunch of stuff besides swimming. So on that note, I'm really excited about all these things to do. I'm super inspired. So
really
thanks
awesome.
For joining us for The Spot, where we're talking about what you're talking about. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.
I'm Dale Spaulding.
And have a wonderful fall. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university. They are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was produced by Virginia Henry. The hosts were Virginia Henry, Jessica Morgenthaler, and Dale Spaulding. The project supervisor for this episode is Brandon Isle. Be sure to share this podcast on social media from our Facebook page, BYU Idaho Radio. You can also download and listen to past episodes of The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and wherever else you get your podcasts. The music used in this podcast are Running by DJ Quad and Buddha by Context.